California's Assembly Republican leader is stepping down after weeks of pressure from conservatives. They are furious that Chad Mays helped negotiate a cap-and-trade deal with Governor Jerry Brown. But as Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, Mays may have the last word. The new leader, elected by the caucus yesterday, is one of his allies.
Mays had survived two votes, one right after the cap-and-trade deal last month and one earlier this week. But his support was wavering, and so he turned to Brian Daly, who, as Mays told reporters after the leadership vote Thursday, shares his vision that California Republicans must help govern rather than simply be an opposition party.
His heart and his character and the vision that he has is symbiotic with what I believe as well, and so he'll do a fantastic job.
Daly, who spells his last name D-A-H-L-E, represents rural northeastern California and served 16 years as a Lassen County supervisor. Although he voted against the cap-and-trade deal, he publicly backed Mays, both right after the deal and again on Thursday.
We need to be at the table when these big policy decisions are going to be made. There are people in our caucus voted their conscience in their district, and I support those who did that.
Daly says Republicans must adapt to appeal to younger voters.
I think Chad started that, and we can move forward with that again.
Many Republicans shared Assemblyman Matthew Harper's frustration with Mays, not just for negotiating the cap-and-trade deal, but also for not representing their views. Harper thinks Daly will bring outstanding leadership to his caucus.
I thought it was important to make sure that we have a communications operation and a leader that understands that they're a leader of all members of the Republican caucus.
Daly defeated Bakersfield Assemblyman Vince Fong, a close ally of House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.